kingdom came down to be worth Brivosim only one quarter of it. That's what happened. Fell down to a quarter of a dinar. Shpam says, V'yom do kinim shnei turim shnei v'nei yena korohem Brivosim. Brivi is dinar. Shnei turim b'roiva dinar. Daino memches prutais. So the kids, what we bring down the Sol Ma'isa for, just to see that here when it says Loshen L'dinrin, the dinrin taka means golden coins. Difference if you say dinner or dinrin. So here it said Loshen of Tav Yom Dekin Rishlayim B'dinrei Zov. It says Loshen of Dinrei Zov. So the chiluk, whether you say dinrei or whether you say dinrin. Here it says dinrei Zov, that's called gold. But when you say dinrin, then we say it means silver coins like we said before. This is just another proof that by golden coins is called Dinrei Zohov. Not Dinrin, but Dinrei. Now the Gemara explained. It says again in the Mishnah that Kosev Milmalo. It was written on top one price and written on bottom another price. The klal is we go boss of the Tachton. We go boss of what it says on the bottom, the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, come and learn the price like this. Yilmud HaTachton Min Elyon. We could learn the bottom from the top, boy sachas. If there's one ois missing on the bottom, we could look on top and see what it says there. But if two ois are missing, then we can't learn the bottom from the top. Kagoin chonon mechanoni. If chonon is written chonon on bottom, it should have been chanoni, two was missing, or else vionim yanoni, then you can't learn out. So Moses says, why not? How come if it's missing two oises you can't learn out? Because there really is supposed to be four, and only two is here, that's only half of the name. And therefore it's no good, you only have half of the name right now. And such mistakes a sefer doesn't make, so you can't learn out the bottom from the top. Even one ois is missing. Also we should say, like the Sefer did not make this mistake in killing out the banner from the top. That maybe Duma Misrami Shame Ben Shtein Oisiois supposed to be a name just with two Oisiois, like Noach. Ve'evelei Palgo Dishmo, and only half was written. And so Sefer doesn't make such a mistake, so you're killing out the banner from the top. Ella, what do you have to say? Shtei Oisiois, Haino Taim, how come killing out two Oisiois? Duma Misrami Shame Ben Shalosh Oisiois. Maybe really it's supposed to be three Oisiois. And like he left out the majority of the name. So true, if you're just missing two and two, maybe that's okay. Maybe that you can learn out. If. But in the case to say where the whole name was three Isis and he left out two, that he wouldn't do. To learn out two from top, to say Roiva of the Isis he left out, that much we wouldn't say. So if he wouldn't make such a mistake, therefore you can't learn out. Omra Papa, Pshitli to me, it's Poshid. Safo milmalo, v'kofel milmato, hakol herlach achra tachton. Everything goes both to the tachton. If it's written on top of the shtal, it's written sefel. Like the Rishbam says, the pasuk in Shoftim, sefel adirim. That's what hifkid pleni lepleni. And on the bottom writes down v'kofel milmato. On the bottom it's written down kofel, something you fold over like a palace. So we don't know what he meant. So hakol herlach achra tachton, we go after the tachton, as if to say he lent him a palace. Boyra Papa though, Kofel Mulmal, let's say it's wrote Kofel on top, Fisofel Mulmato Mai, Michashino, are we afraid, Lizvuv, that maybe a fly came and changed around the kuf into a samach? Or Loi, maybe we're not afraid about this. Take on this type of Bible, take on this, a Mitzvah Chel over Raya. Even the Mesafkash Pam says, since we have a Suffolk here, Dinlave Dina Hech Yoitzi Mera Machzik, it can't be Mitzi. Therefore we say, a Mitzvah Mechaveri all over Raya over here, such a case. Yeboira Popo, Yetas Taiku. Now who the heavy Kosovide Shish Meyo Vizuz? There was a shtar that was written down like this. He had such a shtar that was written down Kosovide Shish Meyo Vizuz, 600 in Vizuz. So Sholcho Rav Sharvi Yakami Dabaya. What does he mean to say here? Shish Meyo is Tiri, 600 is Tiri, that type of a coin. Vizuz and Vizuz. By Duma, maybe no, he meant to say Shish Meya Priti, 600 Priti, Vizuz and Izuz. Maybe this type of a coin. So, what type of a coin? How much money does it mean to say in this star? Omale Dal Priti, forget about the word Priti, like Sivi Bishtar is not written in this star. The Yasuche Mesachin Lahu. Because these are things we just count up with. and rather put it into his uz. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Continue over the last Gemara again on the next tape. Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Kuf Samech Vov on the base. Again, in the middle. The Gemara says, Omura Papa. Pshitali, to me, it's Poshe that Sofel Milamala. If it was written on the Shtar, Sofel with the Samech was written on top, that's like baskets. Uve Kofel Milamata. And it was written down on the bottom, the word was kofal, something like you fold over like a talus. In other words, it was like a star of a pikot, and I gave you something to watch. And we don't know exactly what it was. So, we go after what's written on the bottom. Since on the bottom it's written the word kofal, the same as probably gave you a talus to watch, that's what you have to return. What about boyer a pop? A pop has a shadow like this. What's going to be if it's the opposite way around? That kofal milamala. On top it was written the word kofal with a kuf, as if something that you fold over a talus. V'sefel milamato. And on the bottom was written a sefel, like a cup. So what do we say? Do we go boss of the tachton here or not? Michashino, are we afraid that maybe really at the bottom also was supposed to be a kofil, supposed to be a kuf? If so, how come it looks like a samach? Michashino lezvuv, that maybe a fly came and when the ink was still wet, he moved it around. So instead of being kofel, he made it into a sefel. Here also we should learn tachtum elyoin to say really what he gave him to watch was a talus. Oiloi, maybe no. Like we say, we always goes both a tachtum, since on the bottom it's written sefel, he can't collect more than a cup. So this the Gemara says, take it. Here, like we play by Suffolk, we're not sure. Now the Gemara says, Ahud was one to shtar, that because of bei shish meya vezuza. 600 and azuz, that's how much money I lent you. So shtar milva, saying that the Malva says that I lent you 600 and azuz. So 600 what? That's the Shiloh. So Mara says, Sholcho Rav Sharbiya Kaime de Abaya. Rav Sharbiya sent in front of Abaya that shish meya istere vezuzi. Doesn't mean to say 600 istere and azuz. Is that what he meant to say? Is that what the shtar meant? An istero, 600 istero. Now an istero, that's a bigger amount of a coin already showing. An istero, it's a silver coin and it's equal to a seller, or else half of a zuz. I don't maybe no, maybe shish meya prita vizuzi. Maybe you only meant to say 600 prita. Prutas are very small coins that are 100. And 90. It's a 190th of a zuz. And maybe it's a much smaller meant to say. So how much in this star do we see the loan was? So Amalei said back to him that Avada dal priti, take away priti, that he does not mean 600 pritis. Why? The lekasvi bishtara, people do not write 600 pritis in the star. The asuchi misachin lu, because it add up the prutas